No? You can soon come back. After 20 years of ISKCON Croatia, I have become a little old, and therefore I will sit on a stolica, with your permission.
Nakon 20 godina ISKCON u Hrvatskoj malo sam ostario, tako da ću s vašim dopuštenjem sjesti na stolicu.
Hare Krishna. I want to start by telling you a very sweet remembrance.
Želio bih započeti pričajući vam jedan vrlo dragu uspomenu.
I first came to Croatia through my worldly father.
Prvi sam put u Hrvatsku došao kroz svoga svjetovnog oca.
After the atrocities committed by the Nazis in Yugoslavia and all over Europe, my father felt very, very dejected because he was an ignorant instrument in this machinery of European cruelty.
Nakon raznih strahota koje su nacisti počinili na području Jugoslavije, pa tako i Hrvatske, moj otac osjećao je veliku žalost zato što je on bio samo jedan od instrumenata u oruđu te okrutne Europe.
He came to Dubrovnik to end his life because he felt sorry for what he had been participating in.
Došao je u Dubrovnik okončati svoj život radi zbog onoga što je činio.
But when he saw the beautiful Adria, the nice waves and so on, he decided to become a good man and make a family.
Međutim, kad je došao u Dubrovnik i vidio ljepote Jadrana, odlučio je postati dobar čovjek i zasnovati obitelj.
And his decision to go into a hopeful new future, make a family, was the cause of my birth.
I upravo je ta njegova odluka da u budućnosti, dakle, ta odluka koja nade da zasnuje u nekoj budućnosti svoju obitelj, bila uzrokom moga rođenja.
But my second the second reason I came to Croatia was due to my spiritual father, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Međutim, drugi razlog zbog kojega sam došao u Hrvatsku bio je moj duhovni otac, njegova božanska milost Srila Prabhupada.
I had come to Srila Mayapur to celebrate with the devotees the Srila Mayapur festival, and there received an invitation to come to Croatia from Navadvipa.
Došao sam u Srila Mayapur kako bih tamo proslavio festival i od Navadvip Prabhupada primio poziv da dođem u Hrvatsku.
I always considered that due to Srila Prabhupada I had come to Srila Mayapur, and due to him I have also come to Croatia.
Uvijek sam smatrao da sam što Prabhupadinu milošću došao u Srila Mayapur i također njegovu milošću potom u Hrvatsku.
I want to tell you the first time when I came to Croatia, what happened.
I želio bih vam ispričati što se zbilo kad sam po prvi put došao u Hrvatsku.
The devotees had warned me, just go in civil dress. Civil dress?
Bhakti su mi rekli da moram ići obučen u civilnu odjeću.
And I had a wig on, artificial hair.
Na glavi sam također nosio periku.
And when the Yugoslavian passport controller came, I was very afraid to show him my passport, hoping that everything would be all right.
I kada se pojavio carinik na graničnom prijelazu prema Hrvatskoj, bilo me jako strah pokazati svoju putovnicu, jer sam drhtao pri pomisli što bi se moglo dogoditi.
Then he started to scream.
Pa onda je on počeo vrištati.
Really loud.
I to doista glasno.
And I thought, this is the end of my earthly life now.
I ja sam pomislio, evo, došao je kraj mojom zemaljskom životu.
He jumped into the compartment of the train.
Uskočio je u jedan od kupea u vlaku.
He took his revolver out.
I izvukao je pištolj.
when he went next to me to a poor Yugoslavian man who had smuggled a tape recorder into Yugoslavia.
To je protrčao pokrenjeno do nekog jadnog čovjeka iz Jugoslavije koji je prekrinčario nekakav kazetofon.
I felt so much sorry for this poor man, but a very sympathetic man. He looked like a farmer, and he had hidden somewhere a little German tape recorder.
Bilo mi je jako žao tog jednog čovjeka i vrlo sam se osjećao s njim. On je nalikovao nekom običnom seljaku, ali jednostavno je u svoje prtljaze i pokušavao prekrunčariti njemački kazetofon.
How oppressive, I thought.
Pomislio sam kako je to velika opresija. Jedan čovjek samo želi slušati nešto mu glazbe, popustite mu neka tu glazbu i sluša.
I came to understand how oppressive the system was at that time, and how there were good reasons that I had to enter in such a careful way the country.
I onda sam shvatio koliko je tadašnji režim bio, kako je bila velika opresija pod tim režimom i koliko je bilo mudro što sam tako skrovit način ušao u zemlju.
The moment when I met the first devotees of Zagreb, it was in a road called Tisnička, something like this, I was very, very impressed because I felt the people here are so warm-hearted. It is a welcome relief after Germany.
I kada sam po prvi put susreo bakte u Hrvatskoj, to je bilo u Tesničkoj ulici, pomislio sam kako je ovo veliko olakšanje. To su se bili ljudi vrlo toplo srca i dobrodošla planina nakon Njemačke.
Especially I marked how many people could fit in a small room. This was not known to me before.
Naročito je čudisno bilo to koliko ljudi moglo stati u jedan mali sobičak. Taj mi podatak do tada još nije bio poznat.
And we had wonderful kirtans at that time.
I u to smo vrijeme održavali predivne kirtane.
I've come many times to Croatia since that first visit.
Od tog prvog posjeta puno sam se puta vraćao u Hrvatsku.
And I have always like the openness of the people here.
I ovdje mi se uvijek svidjela otvorenost kod ljudi.
I have also seen how enthusiastic the devotees here are.
Također sam vidio koliko su bhakti ovdje entuzijastični.
And please listen now very enthusiastically as I will talk about a few challenges which I have also seen in the Croatian people.
Samo budite strpljivi dok pripovjedam nešto i o izazovima koje sam također zamijetio kod ljudi iz Hrvatske.
Because we have such open hearts in Croatia, we must be careful what we allow to enter into our hearts.
Budući da su naša hrvatska srca tako otvorena, moramo biti jako pažljivi u pogledu toga čemu dopuštamo da u njih uđe.
If we consider our lives in Krishna consciousness, we certainly want to be above the modes of material nature.
Ako svoje živote razmatramo kroz svjesnost Krishna, onda da kako da se želimo uzdići iznad guna materijalne prirode.
There is a feedback here. What? Is it coming from me or should I have a microphone, a normal microphone?
The problem is that microphones are too close to speakers, so...
Maybe then Stavavali could come here. Would that be a solution? Please sit a little bit away from this. A little bit back, okay. Hold on a minute. True Krishna consciousness is above the modes of passionate ignorance.
Dakle, preko svjesnosti Krishna želimo se uzdići iznad guna strasti i neznanja.
If we are living in a Western country, these modes will constantly enter our hearts, even though we don't want them to come.
Ako živimo u zapadnim zemljama, te će gune neprestano ulaziti u naše srca, čak i ako mi to ne želimo.
The atmosphere is so surcharged with greed.
Cijelo je ozračje toliko prožeto pohlepom.
And lust and anger.
Požudom i srčbom.
That it's very difficult for a devotee to remain on the transcendental platform.
Da je bhakti vrlo teško ostati na transcendentalnoj razini.
It's almost as you know, like watching a tram pass by.
To je gotovo kao da gledate vlak koji prolazi.
You may not be in the tram.
Može se i nalaziti u tom tramvaju.
But the whole ground is shaking.
A međutim, cijela zemlja od njega podrhtava.
So in the same way, you may not participate in the materialistic society.
Na isti način, možda vi ne sudjelujete u materialističkom društvu.
But you can feel its influence touching your heart.
A međutim, možete osjetiti kako njegov utjecaj dotiče vaše srce.
It is so important for a devotee to remain above the clouds of material existence, above passion and ignorance.
Za bhaktu je jako važno da ostane iznad tih oblaka materijalnog postojanja, iznad oblaka strasti i neznanja.
In an interview, Srila Prabhupada described Krishna consciousness as above the clouds.
U jednom intervju Srila Prabhupada je svjesnost Krišna opisao kao ono iznad oblaka.
Yes. It's so important that a devotee stays on the transcendental platform.
Jako je bitno da bhakta ostane na transcendentalnoj razini.
And that is only possible by a very strict observance of sadhana.
A to je moguće jedino ako vrlo strogo slijedimo sadhanu.
Sadhana is like the sun which helps the water of worldliness to evaporate.
Sadhana nalikuje suncu koja pomaže da se voda svjetovnosti ispari iz našeg života.
A person who has no sadhana will be influenced by passion and ignorance, and it will be difficult for him to feel happy in Krishna consciousness.
Osoba koja nema sadhanu nalazit će se pod utjecajem neznanja i strasti i bit će vrlo teško da ostane sretna u duhovnom životu svjesnosti Krishna.
Because Zagreb, the people of Zagreb are lovers of literature, I would like to tell you a little story from Franz Kafka, which tells us how important it is to be above the clouds.
Budući da su Zagrepčani ljubitelji književnosti, želio bih vam ispričati jednu priču Franca Kafke kako bi vam objasnio, ilustrirao koliko je bitno ostati iznad tih oblaka.
Franz Kafka describes a trapeze artist, you know, this.
Franz Kafka opisuje artista na trapezu.
He was the best trapeze artist of the world.
On je bio najbolji artist na trapezu u cijelom svijetu.
Statesmen and very important people came to see him flying through the air under the roof of the circus tent.
Državnici i vrlo ugledne osobe dolazili su kako bi ga vidjeli dok prolijeće pod samim krovom šatora.
As he grew older, he always looked younger.
I kako je stario, izgledao je sve mlađe.
Until finally he had a beautiful baby face.
Sve dok jednog dana nije imao prelijepo lice poput djeteta.
There was only something very strange about our artist.
Međutim, postala je samo jedna čudna stvar na njemu.
He never liked to touch the ground.
On nikada nije volio doticati tlo.
Yes, soon he lived at high up at the platform where the trapeze was hanging.
I uskoro je i sam živio na platformi na uz koju se nalazi trapez.
He ate there.
Tamo je jeo.
He slept there.
Tamo je spavao.
He even washed himself.
Čak se je gore i prao.
When people asked him, why don't you come? He said, live like a normal person.
I ljudi su ga pitali, zašto ne dođeš i ne živiš poput obične osobe?
He said, I suffer so much when I touch the ground.
On je rekao, ja toliko ispaštam kada dotičem tlo.
I want to be high in the sky.
Ja želim biti visoko na nebu.
When this artist had to go somewhere else to perform, there was a special race car designed for him.
I kad bi taj artist na trapezu trebao otići izvesti svoju točku negdje drugdje, dovezli bi mu jednu posebnu trkača kola.
He would quickly come down from his platform, get into the race car, and someone would drive him to the next circus.
Kad bi ona pristigla, on bi se spustio sa svoga trapeza, hitro ušao u trkača kola i onda bi ga netko, čim je to bilo brže moguće, odvezao na sljedeće točke.
And there he immediately climbed up again to the platform where the trapeze was.
i na tom se mjestu ponovo brzo uspjeli platforme s trapezom.
Once he couldn't go in the race car, he had to go by train.
Jednom nije mogao ići trkačim kolima, nego je morao sjesti u vlak.
Do you know how he traveled?
Znate li kako putovao?
In the luggage net of the train.
Putovao je u mreži za prtljagu.
He was crying tears.
I suze su mu tekle iz lica.
Bring me to the trapeze.
Dovedite me do trapeza.
The circus director came and said, "What's wrong with you?"
Upravitelj cirkusa došao pitao ga, pa što nije u redu s tobom?
He said, "I have only one wish."
On je rekao, imam samo jednu želju.
I do not want to touch the ground.
Ne želim dotaknuti tlo.
But he didn't know how. Franz Kafka didn't know about the process of Krishna consciousness.
Franz Kafka nije poznavao proces svjesnosti Krishna.
Which helps a person to stay, even while practicing in this world, above the ground.
Koja osobi koja prakticira taj proces, čak i dok boravi u ovom svijetu, pomaže da ostane iznad tla.
The Western civilization only has such vague parables for spiritual life.
Zapadna tradicija pozna samo takve vrlo slabe parabole, odnosno usporedbe za duhovni život.
In the Western world people know something is wrong also in the society.
Na zapadu ljudi samo znaju da nešto jest pogrešno u društvu.
But they do not know the simple process of Krishna consciousness which allows us while going through our life to connect with God.
Ali ne znaju jednostavan proces svjesnosti Krišne koji nam pomaže da se povežemo s Bogom dok proživljavamo svoj život.
Krishna wants us and makes arrangements that we can come to him.
Krishna nas želi i čini sva moguća uređenja kako bismo došli do njega.
He wants that we come to the spiritual level.
On želi da mi dođemo do duhovne razine.
He loves all of us.
On nas sve voli.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, here when finally Gopkumar returns back to Godhead, Krishna becomes very excited.
U Brihad Bhagavatamriti smo čitali kako Krishna postane vrlo zadovoljno, smo uzbuđen kad se Gopkumar napokon vrati u duhovni svijet.
And Krishna says, "Where were you?"
I Krishna ga pita, "Gdje si bio?"
"Gdje si bio?" "Yes, gdje si bio?" Sounds like biology. This is bio. Where were you?
This is bio. Sounds like biology.
I was always looking down the path, hoping that you would come.
Neprestano sam gledao niz put, očekujući tvoj povratak.
I was looking this way and that way, but you did not come.
Gledao sam na ovu i na ovu stranu, ali ti nisi došao.
The hope that you would come made me dance like a fool.
Zbog nade da ćeš doći, plesao bih poput budale.
Will he come this day or that day?
Hoće li doći ovoga dana ili onoga dana?
When you didn't come, but when you didn't come, I finally made arrangements that you would come.
Ali kako nisi dolazio, morao sam napraviti nekakva uređenja da dođeš.
I didn't wish to break my own laws.
Nisam želio prekršiti vlastite zakone.
The law of God is that he does not interfere with our freedom.
Odnosno, to je upravo zakon Boga da se ne miješa u našu slobodu.
So I made some other arrangements.
Tako da sam to uredio na drugi način.
I made the arrangement that you could be born next to Govardhan.
Uredio sam da se rodiš uz Govardhan.
And I came as your duhovna učitelj Jayanta.
I došao sam kao tvoj duhovni učitelj Jayanta.
I personally think Krishna has made arrangements for each one of you that you would come back.
Osobno smatram da je Krishna napravio, odnosno redio, da mu se svatko od vas na neki način vrati.
He has put you in a situation where you could learn about Krishna consciousness.
Dovo vas je u situaciju u kojoj možete naučiti ponešto o svjesnosti Krishna.
Now please take to it solidly.
Molim vas, sada se toga čvrsto prihvatite.
You don't have to be like the trapeze artist.
Ne morate biti poput artista na trapezu.
I want to now make my last point.
Želio bih još reći na svoje posljednje pojente.
Today we have the 20th anniversary of ISKCON in Croatia.
Danas proslavimo 20 godina ISKCON-a u Hrvatskoj.
Where are all the devotees?
Gdje su svi bhakte?
Which came in the beginning,
koji su došli na početku,
in the middle,
koji su došli na sredini,
which came 10 years ago,
koji su došli prije 10 godina,
5 years ago,
prije 5 godina.
Where are all the flower-like devotees?
Gdje su svi čitoliki bhakte?
The speaker could hear the drop of a needle.
Govornik, predavač je upravo mogao čuti iglu kako pada.
Why are they not here?
Zašto nisu ovdje?
Some say the institution disappointed them.
Neki kažu da ih je razočarala institucija.
Some say, well, they were not so evolved. They came, they found out, and they left.
Neki kažu da jednostavno nije bilo dovoljno razvijeno, došli su, otkrili nešto i otišli.
There are many explanations why not all devotees are here.
Postoje puno objašnjenja zbog čega nisu svi bhakte ovdje.
I personally would like to talk about a subject matter, and I believe Bhaktiteta Maharaj will also talk about it. I have not spoken with him, but I somehow always I feel what is going on in my older brother, so I'm going to talk only briefly about it.
Želio bih govoriti o jednoj temi, međutim nekako osjećam da će Bhaktiteta Maharaj govoriti o istome, tako da ću ja tek ukratko dotaknuti.
One very important reason is, let me say, I want to address it positively. I feel ISKCON Croatia has to learn what ISKCON International has to learn. That is to show proper respect and care for the Vaishnavas.
Želim vam izraziti na pozitivan način, odnosno tako da smatram kako ISKCON u Hrvatskoj, isto kao i ISKCON u međunarodnim mjerilima, treba naučiti kako se brinuti i kako poštivati Vaishnave.
If Krishna is waiting in the spiritual world for everyone of the souls, I think we should be supporting each of our spiritual journey as much as possible.
I ako Krishna svaku osobu tako žarko iščekuje u duhovnom svijetu, onda bismo međusobno trebali podupirati duhovne živote jedni drugih.
I really feel that devotees can very easily be inspired by a nice devotee association.
Osjećam da lijepo druženje s baktama vrlo lako može pružiti nadahnuće svakome bakti.
And so that a nice devotee association happens, you have to give good association.
Kako bi došlo do lijepog druženja među baktama, vi ste ti koji morate pružiti društvo.
If I preach about this, what it means is that Sachinandan Swami has to learn to be caring Vaishnava.
Dok propovijedam o ovome, to zapravo znači da Sachinandana Swami mora naučiti kako biti brižan Vaishnava.
I cannot really stavavali to be a nice Vaishnavi.
Ne mogu zamoliti stavavali da bude dobra Vaishnavi.
Because I do not have influence about her over her life, but I have influence over my life.
Zato što na njezin život ne utječem, međutim imam utjecaj nad svojim životom.
I would really like to request all of you to think about this in very personal terms.
I zato želim da svatko od vas o ovome razmisli na vrlo osobnoj razini.
How can I personally become an inspiring devotee of Lord Krishna who helps others?
Kako ja osobno mogu postati bhakta koji pruža nadahnuće i koji podupire druge?
I think it is not possible to, you know, to have a nice Vaishnava association if I go around Deva Deva become a nice Vaishnava. Become a nice Vaishnavi. You know, what influence do I have about others? I have to do it myself.
Ne mogu ništa postići time što idem od jedne druge osobe, govorim postani dobar Vaishnava ili dobra Vaishnavi, zato što nemam nikakva utjecaja na tim.
The human being always expects others to be good.
Ljudsko biće uvijek očekuje da drugi budu dobri.
But the cruel world doesn't do him the favor.
Međutim, okrutni svijet im ne ispunjava tu uslugu.
In Germany there is one autobahn philosopher who sprays everywhere a certain message on the bridges which you pass under when you go over the autobahn, the autoput.
U Njemačkoj postoji jedan umjetnik sa autoputa koji na svakom mostu sprem ispisuje određenu poruku koju možete onda pročitati iznad svakog nadvožnjaka ispod kojeg se vozite na autoputu.
Especially around Frankfurt, he's very active.
Naročito je aktivan oko Frankfurta.
Every morning in Frankfurt the same thing goes on. People are in the Stau. Stau. Stau means when the cars don't move.
Dakle, događa se, svako jutro se zbiva ista stvar. Ljudi se nađu u nekakvom zastoju.
There's something in English, I think it's traffic jam. In German it's Stau. Stau, yes, good. The cars, you know, I need to go to work.
I onda dok tako stoje proklinju jedan druge, moram ići na posao.
So the spray says, it's not that you suffer because of the Stau.
Ta poruka glasi ovako, vi ne padite zbog zastoja.
The truth is, you are the Stau.
Istina je da ste vi taj zastoj.
It's not that you suffer because of ISKCON.
Dakle, nije stvar da vi patite zbog ISKCON-a.
You are ISKCON.
Vi jeste ISKCON.
Yes. ISKCON is an institution composed of individuals.
ISKCON je institucija koja se sastoji od pojedinaca.
It's each of our duties to make it what it should become.
I dužnost je svakog od nas da od nje učinimo ono što bi ona i trebala biti.
We will never be able to change all the people in the institution.
Nikad nam neće poći za rukom promijeniti sve ljude u instituciji.
Good luck if you want to try it.
Sretno vam bilo ako to pokušate.
It doesn't even work for disciples.
to ne funkcionira čak ni kod učenika.
But you can change your heart.
Ali ono što možete promijeniti je vaše srce.
And make ISKCON what it should become, an association of happy, supportive Vaishnavas.
I učinite ISKCON onime čime bi i trebao biti, odnosno učinite ga društvom sretnih Vaishnava koji pružaju međusobnu podršku.
Imagine each one of you doesn't protest against this point, but just accepts it.
Zamislite kad svako od vas ne bi protestirao protiv ove poruke, nego je prihvatio.
Imagine the tremendous joy which was spread in this room this second.
Zamislite kako bi se ogromna radost ove sekunde proširila cijelom prostorijom.
If every one of us would just think, oh, I really want to serve the Vaishnavas.
E kad bi samo svatko od nas mislio, ovo ja samo želim služiti Vaishnava.
And if it's too difficult because I do not like certain Vaishnava, certain people, I do it because of Krishna. Krishna likes them.
Iako mi to izgleda teško, zato što možda neke Vaishnave ne volim, onda ću to činiti radi Krishne, zato što Krishna voli sve Vaishnave.
That moment a very nice atmosphere would spread through ISKCON.
U tom bi se času i cijelom ISKCON proširila na predivno ozračje.
I sincerely beg you that you think about this concept.
Iskreno vas molim da razmislite o ovome konceptu.
And that you work on it in your lives.
I da u svom životu poradite na njemu.
Then I personally think our ISKCON society will become extremely enlivening.
I tada osobno smatram da će naše društvo ISKCON postati nešto što nam daje jako puno života.
And soon the old devotees who were there 20 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, will all become back like bees, smelling the honey.
I tada će se svi bakte koji su bili s nama prije 20 godina, prije 10 godina ili prije 5 godina ponovo pridružiti poput pčela koje namirišu med.
I want to also end with a personal note.
I također bih želio završiti s jednom osobnom napomenom.
I personally feel extremely grateful that I have been invited by you to come so often to Croatia.
Osobno se smatram vrlo sretnim zahvalom što me tako često pozivate da dođem u Hrvatsku.
I always like it very much here.
Ovdje mi se uvijek jako puno sviđa se.
I become 15 years younger when I come over the border.
Kad pređem granični prelaz, pomladim se za 15 godina.
Because for me this always has been the land of affection.
Zato što je od uvijek za mene bila zemlja privrženosti.
And I know that many of my godbrothers think this way about Croatia.
I znam da jako puno moje braće po Bogu misli to isto o Hrvatskoj.
When I preach sometimes a little strong, please don't become angry at me. It's my duty, that's why I get a little push on them.
Ako ponekad malo žešće svoje propovjedanju, molim vas, nemojte se srditi na mene. To je moja dužnost i zbog toga da budem presadom.
But please think about this last point.
Ali želio bih vas zamoliti da porazmislite o mojoj posljednjoj poanti.
I want to request now His Holiness Bhakti Cheta Maharaj to please come on the stage.
Zato bih želio zamoliti njegovu svetost Bhakti Tirtha Swamija da nam se pridruži na pozornici.
Let us all warmly greet Maharaj by His Holiness Bhakti Cheta Maharaj ki. So I wish to lecture and then to share some letters.
Trebao sam dati određeni predavanje i podijeliti s vama neka pisma.
But to save time, I'm going to merge it into one.
Ali kako bi malo skratili, kako bi malo uštedili na vremenu, sve će to nekako komponirati u jedan govor.
So before I read the letters, I just want to maybe share something for about 10 minutes or so.
Prije no što pročitam pisma, samo bi htio nešto reći u 10 minuta.
First, it's so nice to see such a wave of devotees.
Tako je lijepo prije svega vidjeti jedan val bhakta ispred sebe.
Sitting over here, we cannot realize how many devotees are actually here.
Kad oni koji sjede napred, u stvari ne mogu ni naslačiti koliko je bhakta ovdje.
This is special in itself.
To je samo po sebi već poseban doživljaj.
Some of you who are in the front, you look back and you see so many devotees.
Ostali koji su napred, molim vas, okrenite se i vidite se, toliko bhakta.
Primo! But I was just thinking on my way over here, just how fortunate all of us are.
Dok sam dolazio ovamo, razmišljao sam koliko smo svi zajedno sretni.
And I was having kind of a dual meditation. Since January, I've been sort of festival hopping.
Imao sam u stvari dvojnu meditaciju, jer sam od januara nekako skakao od festivala do festivala.
It's like somebody can be an alcoholic or a drug addict. So I'm a festival addict.
Neko je možda alkoholičar ili drogiraš, a ja sam ovaj sliku festivalom.
So I was just thinking how since January been to many festivals and I've done about 20 different seminars.
Razmišljao sam baš o tome kako sam od januara mjeseca bio na toliko festivala i dao sam više od 20 seminara.
I think about 17 different topics or so.
Mislim da sam predavao na oko 17 različitih tema.
So I was thinking if, in one sense this is a little tiring, I have a few more countries to go to, and I was thinking this is a little much.
Razmišljao sam ovo, pa možda sam i premoren, imam toliko zemalja, možda obići, možda to je previše.
Then I was thinking, just how fortunate all of us are that we have so many devotees all around the world. That we can all visit. If we can get a visa, we can all visit all these devotees. You think of any major country, practically there's a temple that any of us can go to and be welcome.
Razmislite samo o ovome. U svakoj većoj zemlji postoji hram u kojoj svaki od nas može otići i biti u stvari dobrodošao na tom mjestu.
First, that's very rare in itself that someone can go to so many different countries and go to places where you can feel very welcome and you feel very happy.
I to je samo po sebi već dovoljno zapanjujuće da možemo otići u toliko raznih zemalja i na toliko raznih mjesta gdje možemo biti dobrodošli i osjećati se sretnim.
And what to say with the wonderful philosophy, the wonderful prasadam, wonderful bhajans, kirtan, I mean, so many things that we can be thankful for.
A što reći o prekrasnom prasadam, bhajanima, lekcijama, toliko i prekrasnom filozofiji, toliko stvari lijepih možemo biti zahvalni za njih.
It's like some of you perhaps have been away from the Bodhi Association, you know, for a long time. And just today, just hearing the bhajans just ignites one's consciousness.
И само что с вами чули бхаджаны, некогда нам то побуждает известность.
Because we're all like members of a very special tribe.
Мы со всеми членами одного особенного племени.
You know, it's like you have different ethnic groups, different races, different religions. We're like a special tribe.
Просто разные этнические группы, разные расы, разные религии. Мы со всеми членами одного особенного племени.
Even though we're from all different countries. The different genders, we're a very special
tribe.
Notice how none of us are really happy unless we are in Vaishnava Association. I mean, really happy. Notice how when we're with each other, we can talk about festivals, we can talk about Krishna.
Примерите, как мы с вами заедно можем причать о фестивале, мы можем причать о Кришне.
We can talk about how the deities were dressed.
Мы можем причать о том, как у себя одета на божество.
We can't do that with non-devotees.
То не можем учинить с особенно колонисту бхакти.
We can talk about the beauty of something we heard in a class or something that we read the other morning or the other evening.
Можемо причати о ліпоті нечого, що ми чули на предаванню, или на нечому, що ми прочитали утрас или прошлого вечора.
We can't do that with non-devotees.
Це не можемо чинити з особами, які не є бхакти.
The things that are most important to us, we really can't share them deeply with non-devotees.
Саме, які є найдобрі і найважніші, ми не можемо поділити з особами, які не є бхакти.
Even though we may have all kinds of difficulties and challenges in our lives, there is something always in the back of our conscience that's very special, that we know that this material world is not the real world.
Dok činimo svoj život, postoji uvijek nešto traga u našoj podsvesti, u stvari, koja nam kaže da ovaj svijet u kojem živimo, u stvari, nije pravi svijet, ovaj materijalni svijet nije pravo mjesto našeg stanovanja.
We always have this higher goal that's in front of us, that we are praying and hoping one day to be able to experience and to obtain.
Uvijek pred sobom imamo taj viši cilj za kojeg se nadamo da ćemo ga jednog dana iskusiti i dostići.
Just pause for a minute. Just think about how you join, you know, this society.
Samo malo zastanite na trenutak i razmislite kako ste se pridružili ovom društvu.
In every one of our cases, Krishna arranged special situations for us to say yes.
U svakom individualnom slučaju našem, Krishna je aranžirao posebnu situaciju u kojoj smo rekli da.
So many of us, every time we can remember, we were trying to understand deeper truth.
Koliko god se sjećamo naše vlastite prošlosti, svako od nas je pokušavao u stvari shvatiti dublje istine.
So many even had a natural tendency toward most or all of the four rules and regulations.
Toliko nas je čak imalo i prirodnu naklonost prema skoro sva četiri pravila i propisa.
So many, when they just heard the holy name, first time hearing the mantra, amazing things just happened in the consciousness.
Zapadajuće stvari dogodile u svjesnosti samo kad smo prvi put čuli Maha mantru.
I mean, how many of you, first time you heard the holy name, that you just felt overwhelmed? You don't know what it was or what was going on, but you felt overwhelmed.
Koliko od vas, samo kad su prvi put čuli sveto ime, se osjećalo preplavljeno, jednostavno niste znali što vam se dogodilo, ste se osjećali preplavljeno.
Why that happened to you and not so many other billions of people?
Zašto se to dogodilo baš vama, a ne tolikim milijardama ljudi?
How many the first time they saw the deity? They didn't even perhaps even know what the deity was, but you just find yourself overwhelmed, even crying.
Koliko vas je kad je prvi put vidjelo božanstvo, možda čak niste ni znali što je božanstvo, osjećali ste se preplavljeno i čak ste možda i plakali.
How many have that experience? Why that happened to us and not billions of other people?
Zašto se to dogodilo baš nama, a ne milijardama drugih ljudi?
How many of you Even before you met your guru, or before you seen Srila Prabhupada, heard of Prabhupada, you saw him in a dream.
Koliko vas je vidjelo vlastitog duhovnog učitelja ili Šila Prabhupada prije nego što se
vratio? And one day you physically saw that person.
U snu, i onda ste ih jednog dana vidjeli uživo.
Why that happened to about 15 of us here, and there are billions of people who it never happened to?
Zašto se to dogodilo baš 15-orici nas, a ne milijardama drugih ljudi?
It is no accident.
Jednostavno to nije nikakva slučajnost.
And practically all of us, we read, first read one of Prabhupada's books, we were saying, aha, aha, now I realize I'm not crazy.
Toliko nas je kad smo prvi puta čitali Šila Prabhupada na knjigu, jednostavno govorio, aha, aha, pa ja nisam lud.
At least I realize I'm not the only one who's crazy. There's other people who think like this. There's a philosophy that reinforces what you were intuitively and internally feeling.
Postoji filozofija koja objašnjava ono što ste intuitivno i unutar sebe osjećali.
So we should realize that really we don't make devotees, not really.
Trebali bi shvatiti da u stvari nismo mi ti koji stvaramo bhakte.
There are certain souls that have the karma, the greed, the sukriti, the jnana sukriti, that in this lifetime they can become devotees.
Postoje neke duše koje imaju agijata sukriti, pobožne djelatnosti, da u ovom životu mogu postati bhakte.
So we preach and we go through all kinds of ways of trying to send out the message to many souls who are just waiting to connect with bhakti rasa.
Tako da mi propovijedamo i trudimo se da prenesemo poruku tolikim dušama koje samo čekaju da se povežu s bhakti rasom.
It's not an accident in any of our lives that we came into Krishna consciousness.
Jednostavno nije slučajno ni u jednom od naših života da smo došli do svjesnosti Krishna.
Now the question is, once we have come, now what happens?
I sad, pitanje je, dakle, sada kada smo došli, što će se dogoditi?
How many of you join a movement in the 1980s?
Koliko vas je pridružilo pokretu u 80. godinama koji su sada ovdje?
Okay. How many? Yes. Join 19. How many in the 1990s?
A koliko vas je pridružilo u 90.
Majority of the movement.
Većina ba.
How many recently in the last 3 years?
Posljednje 3-4 godine.
So Maharaj is saying there's so many devotees who joined earlier who are not here.
Ima toliko bhakta koji su se ranije pridružili, a nisu ovdje.